Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back at the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis sitting in for Alex. For the first couple of hours, Alex will be in later in the day. It is Monday, the 16th of March, 2009. Time is flying, and we're going to do a little bit of a news blitz here. What are the top stories over a prison planet? Group smeared as terror cell by feds run soup kitchens. Now, we showed you that MIAC report where if you carry around American Freedom and Fascism or Zeitgeist or you have an American flag bumper sticker, one of five separate American flag bumper stickers. It's unbelievable to me. Support Ron Paul, voted for Bob Barr, think Chuck Baldwin's a nice guy, believe in the Constitution. Or am a member of Campaign for Liberty. Guess what? You're subversive and need to be treated like a terrorist. Don't believe us. You have to see the document. If you haven't been around for a week or two and you have no idea what this is, just type in MIAC, terrorist document, or militia document. A member of the Missouri militia has contacted us to express his outrage that the organization, which routinely works with local law enforcement to help find missing children, sponsor blood donation campaigns, and soup kitchens, is being smeared as a terrorist outfit by the federal government. As we reported last week, a secret report distributed by the Missouri Information Analysis Center lists militias, Ron Paul supporters, libertarians, people who display bumper stickers, people who own gold, or even people who fly a U.S. flag and equates them with radical race hate groups and terrorists. That's right. You're also anti-Semitic, apparently, in this article. I forgot about that. They throw the Jew card in there like five, six, seven different times. It's unbelievable. The document features a photograph of members of the Missouri militia next to a list of terrorist plots, including the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing and the Atlanta Olympic Park attack. A member of the Missouri militia who is featured in the photograph has written to us expressing his outrage that such a highly regarded organization, which devotes most of its time to projects which better the local community, has been vilified in such a slapdash and erroneous way by the federal government. I'm not that surprised about it. Actually, you get my reaction the night Alex walked into it over at my program, The Info Warrior, and I was pretty shocked. I couldn't believe it either. But I'm kind of over it now that I've done reports on it and read it. It's sad how acclimated we get to tyranny. In regard to the boys pictured in the Missouri Information Analysis Center entitled The Modern Militia Movement, I know most of the guys pictured in the article, he writes, all are hardworking men whose wives support everything they do. Not one is a radical or a white supremacist. They are not anti-Semites. In fact, some of the members have been Jewish and African-American. The leaders of the organization are in contact with the local sheriff's office every time there is a get-together that involves discharging weapons. The local sheriff knows who they are and where they live. There is no talk of revolution or using any force against law enforcement. Indeed, just the opposite. They have volunteered for food kitchens and search and rescue. They are a transparent organization that only seeks to exercise their constitutional right to keep and bear arms. I know these guys. Because I have trained with them, most of these guys have wives and children, and their only crime is preparing for the worst, yet hoping for the best. That's what we do here. We prepare for the worst, and we hope for the best. Most of these boys don't even believe 9/11 was an inside job. That's because they're not looking at it. Look at, you know, he needs to help them with that. But that just shows you don't need to be part of the militia movement to subscribe to all the ideas that we discuss here at InfoWars and Prison Planet. They are patriots and good fathers in every sense of the word. They come from all walks of life, and there is not an ounce of racism among them combined. Some are college-educated white collars, and some are blue collars, but all are as normal and patriotic as they come. But it's not about that. It's about taking your guns, taking your rights. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked the results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal, not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis, sitting in for the first couple of hours. Alex will be with us shortly, going over some of the top stories over at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. This one over at InfoWars. Obama administration Guantanamo detainees have no constitutional rights. Not that that's a big shocker for anybody who's been following this program or our websites, but let's go over the story out of Raw Story. Court documents filed Friday reveal the Obama lawyers are arguing that ex-Guantanamo detainees have no constitutional rights. The Center for Constitutional Rights, the CCR, a nonprofit legal advocacy group. See, it's always these nice groups. The Center for Constitutional Rights. But they're really put into place to tell us you have none. You want constitutional rights? No. Not for you. No. Center for Constitutional Rights, God. It's supporting four British citizens. They're actually supporting them in their suit alleging religious mistreatment and torture at Guantanamo Bay. All right, so maybe they are good. But we'll see. We'll see if they get them off. Defendants in the case include Donald Rumsfeld and General Richard Myers, the retired chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Two main suspects in the 9/11 attacks. Two people that need to be questioned heavily: Donald Rumsfeld and Richard Myers. Richard Myers, well aware of the war games that were going on that morning, was one of the people in the hearings that admitted to them. Talked about, you know, the blips on the radar. There was a couple other different names for them. Phantoms, that's it, phantoms. Talked about the phantoms that morning. Tons of phantom attacks, really? And Donald Rumsfeld, obviously involved in the cover-up, if not in the planning. The four men say they were beaten, shackled, and painful stress positions, threatened by dogs, and subjected to extreme medical care. I'm sure it was a lot. I'm sure they were also probably raped with things. Let's get graphic, folks. Beaten. I mean these guys, have you seen the public pictures? Threatened with dogs. Some people were attacked with dogs to death. To death. Can you imagine having, like, vicious German shepherds sicked on you while your junk's hanging out? Like, you're buck naked, being after a thrashing, after God knows what. You haven't done anything except for herd some goats and be in the wrong place at the wrong time. And now German shepherds are attacking you? No rights for you. No accountability for the people that did this to you or ordered it to be done to you. I mean, come on. Give me a break, folks. These people will probably do life in prison on top of it. In addition, they were reported being forced to shave their beards, being banned from prayer, being denied prayer mats, and watching a copy of the Quran get tossed in the toilet. I'm sure it was a lot worse than that. Although, for these people, that is very traumatic. I mean, anyone who's very, very devoutly religious in any aspect, you know, isn't going to want those rights taken away from them. But I'm sure they had more on their mind. Last year, the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in D.C. voted unanimously against the four ex-detainees. The appeals court claimed that the men did not fit the definition of a person in the Religious Freedom Restoration Act because they were foreigners being held outside the United States. Months later, the Supreme Court instructed the appeals court to reconsider their decision based on a Supreme Court ruling that Guantanamo detainees have some rights under the Constitution. People have rights to be human beings. They have rights not to be tortured. They have a right to due process. These are human rights. These aren't just United States rights or constitutional rights or the Bill of Rights. If you are a person and you have not done anything wrong, there is no reason for you to be shackled, beaten, raped, imprisoned, denied food, denied water, forced to shave, you know, God knows what, for God knows who. That's the idea that because they come from a different region, they have less rights as a human being than you and I, is absolutely disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. I mean, you want tyranny, it's going to come here, folks. It's already here, but it's going to come here in this level. Can you imagine if you and yours were facing this and they're like, you know what? Due to some legislation we passed, or a resolution we passed, or National Security Act such and such, we can actually just hold and torture you for the rest of your life. What do you think? Anyway, the rest of the story is over at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. I mean, come on. You think this administration's any different? Again, they're talking about having troops openly in Iraq throughout his presidency. Let's get it straight. They're not leaving. They've actually told you they're not leaving Iraq. They've told you this. First of all, it's a redistribution of forces from Iraq into Afghanistan. But if you read the fine print, they say they're going to de-escalate the forces. And from de-escalating the forces, it's going to be down to 50,000 troops at the end of 2011. That's 50,000 troops still in Iraq at the end of 2011, when 2012 is the next political election. So he's not ending the war. He's starting a more aggressive campaign. I mean, are we sick? Do we not know what's going on? Are we that ridiculous? Do we not understand? Can we not get it through our thick heads that the new boss is the same as the old boss, is the same as the boss before? Or are we just in la-la land? I don't understand it. I don't know why we can't get by. Meanwhile, brain-injured GIs could number 360,000. This is an AP article. The number of U.S. troops who have suffered from wartime brain injuries may be as high as 360,000. That's probably a low number. Okay, so let's go to 500,000. Not only are all the deaths and the people coming back with limbs just being downplayed and we don't really care, and like I just said, we're staying in the Middle East. We got 500,000 brain injuries. You think these people are going to get taken care of? Give me a break. They could care less about the troops after they're done with them. The estimate of the number injured, the vast majority of them suffering concussions, represent 20% of the roughly 1.8 million men and women who have served in Iraq and Afghanistan, where blast injuries are common from roadside bombs and other explosives. The estimate came at a Pentagon news conference on activities planned this month to bring attention to brain injuries. The doctors said the number could be as low as 180,000, based on estimates between 10 and 20%. Yeah, right. But as high as 360,000. See, the thing is that they'll say that these people have PTSD and they can no longer own firearms as well. I mean, come on. So we'll take the troops, we'll abuse them. The ones that make it out, we'll say that they have brain injuries, and then we'll say they're no longer fit to have a weapon. Unbelievable. Oh, man. This one out of the Washington Post. Obama targets food safety. President Obama accused the British administration yesterday of creating a hazard to public health by failing to curb food contamination problems, and he announces new leadership and other changes amid at modernizing food safety laws. Now, let's analyze what this really means. This means that they're going to keep trying to pass more and more parts of Codex, that they're going to take away organic farming. And why do they want to do that? They want to make sure that they can cut out the small farmer. They can be the only, the big corporations and government can be the only access to food, and then they can put whatever they want in the food. I mean, come on. It's so obvious. Do you realize what you're putting into your body? Do you realize all the preservatives? I mean, the high fructose corn syrup article, that I think that was Washington Post as well, where they said that half of the high fructose corn syrup had mercury in it. I mean, give me a break. It has mercury in it? Since when was it okay to have mercury in the food? And then everything has aspartame, ascoflame, sucralose, all sorts of these, you know, fake sugars, I guess, fake sweeteners that are totally cancerous. They cause cancer in everything they put them in. And they change the names. Like, you know, this girl comes up to me. She's like, oh, no. There's no aspartame in this. I'm like, really? What is that, vitamin water? She's like, yeah, it's delicious. I'm like, let me just take a look. Oh, ascoflame. You don't think ascoflame is just about as poisonous, if not more poisonous, than aspartame? I mean, get with it, folks. Splenda? You're putting Splenda in your coffee? God! Listen, try a little honey. Maybe, I'm bad too, though. I'm eating the high fructose corn syrup, those little tubs of hate. They're bad for you. I mean, they're not good. But, I mean, at least take straight white sugar, which is also poison. Really, cane sugar is probably the best thing out there. And that's probably not that great for you either. But all this bioengineered nonsense, I mean, Rumsfeld helped put aspartame out there. You think that could be bad for you? Rumsfeld sweetener. See, if they had called it the Rumsfeld sweetener, I don't think as many people would have bought in. Oh, Rumsfeld sweetener, that's got a bad aftertaste. This one's out of Business Week. Bank secrecy bites the dust in Europe. Switzerland, Austria, and Luxembourg announced a relaxation of their banking secrecy laws on Friday, following mounting pressure on both sides of the Atlantic to crack down on non-cooperating tax zones. The news came only one day after the Liechtenstein and Andorra made similar declarations as a number of financial centers around the world attempt to preempt any decision coming out of the G20 Leaders Summit on April 2nd. Get ready, folks, by the way, on April 2nd. See, what they're doing here is announcing that they're going to bring some kind of a world banking government in. All right, that's why Obama is meeting with the Queen prior to going to the G20. We reported on that last week. It's out of the Sun. He's going to grovel to the nobility and see what they want him to talk about and what they want him to do at this G20 summit. Okay? This is why Gordon Brown came to our country and got big, 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 big ups from the Congress, yes. Oh, we love you, Gordon. Oh, Global New Deal, yes. Yes. I mean, Pelosi and Biden sat right behind him, praising him. And now they're saying, oh, Switzerland's no longer going to be a haven for these guys. Meanwhile, they've already used this, you know, system to buy up a bunch of infrastructure. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. More of Alex at South by Southwest, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Do you depend on the grocery store for your food?
It's time to think outside the box.
How about starting your own garden? To ensure your future, you purchase the seeds. To get the most out of your investment, you need the fertilizer. Whether or not you have good or bad soil, liquidorganicfertilizer.com has the solution. It's called Agran Natural Fertilizer. This revolutionary fertilizer is a multi-purpose liquid fertilizer ideal for your garden to help grow the food you need and providing your seeds with life-giving nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. These essential nutrients promote vigorous growth, increase root development, and improve disease and stress tolerance. Enhance your garden now with the best natural organic fertilizer. Have a farm? The fertilizer works great for your hay and crops. Visit them online at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com or call 1-800-579-0580. 1-800-579-0580. liquidorganicfertilizer.com today.
And that the King of England was actually a Nazi, and that they actually double-crossed Hitler and wanted him to destroy Europe and then turn him against the Soviets. And that's mainline history. It's just not publicized widely. And so I already had read mainline Pulitzer Prize-winning books. Now, Pulitzer Prize-winning World War II book, I think it's Scherer's Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, admitted that Nazis would put fluoride in people's water to dumb them down so they wouldn't resist. And then I read all the medical filings. By the time I was in high school, I would go down and pull up and actually read. You know, I saw the footnotes, University of Texas study in the 30s about how they would give lab animals sodium fluoride and it would make them docile. And then I would watch Dr. Strangelove making a joke about that, but I figured out Kubrick was actually his way of getting that out, and that they were actually medicating us through that. And then I'd hear people make jokes about it, and it was just kind of, so I woke up about that, and then Waco happened. I mean, I was in high school 5 years, so I kind of played hooky the first year, but I was a straight-A student by my fifth year, and I Waco happened right before I graduated, like in April, a few months before I graduated. And so I just understood history. I knew that subterfuge and Machiavelli and backstabbing and power behind the throne and elites and going back to the patricians and Rome and everything. And then they were telling me when I went to college, there's no New World Order. There's was on the whole time. I've actually been broadcasting that on the bull on the speaker system on top, not knowing it. So, but that was crazy, not just for your podcast. And so this is the way history works, is subterfuge and elites and wheels within wheels, because the smartest and most cunning and most manipulative get into the higher levels of power, and then it's like the Indy 500 to the Indy 500 to get to the penultimate, well, as penultimate means number two, to get to the apex or the paramount, you know, level of power. And so that's what's happening right now, but now they have high-tech systems to bring in oppression and mind control and chemical control of the public at levels never before imagined. And so it's real. We're under a scientific dictatorship. We're being inserted slowly into an electronic matrix-like grid. That's actually in Pentagon documents declassified in January 7th of 2000, that they plan to microchip the entire population. It's just all so crazy. It's all government documents. I can show you every one of them. I mean, here's one. FEMA camps. They had secret camps in 86 Reagan set up. They wanted to do tests with the troops, so they put secret federal prisoners outside the military custody, regular federal prisoners, in secret camps. They declassified it in 97. Now there's 24 camps. Civilian inmate labor camp program. Google that. You'll be at army.mil. You can read all about it. Now they're building FEMA camps for our safety that we'll go to during the collapse, and they'll have, you know, Friday night movies, and everyone's going to want to get into the camp. Then they'll beta test that, sell it to the public that living in the camp's good. This is very sophisticated.
All right, let's cut the clip.
We're going to go back to more of that.
No,
on the other side, that's Alex Jones at South by Southwest. We're going to finish up on a little news blitz, and then we'll take your calls after that. Then we're going to have Mike Adams of healthranger.org on to discuss the bird flu vaccinations that contain two separate strains of bird flu and a separate strain of the flu virus. Getting back to this bank secrecy bites the dust in Europe. See, they're playing the good cop. They're acting like, oh, we're going to stop all these tax havens. Here's Gordon Brown. The beginning of the end of tax havens, tax evasion, which cost the global economy billions of pounds. Actually, he's Scottish. I got some hate mail about that. He's not even British. He's Scottish. But billions of pounds each year will become more difficult in the future because we're going to create a global bank so that the bankers of the world can squeeze out the little guy. Oh, thank you, Gordon Brown. You're tops. So here they are posing as the saviors. Get ready. This G20 is going to be a huge restructuring. I'm surprised it's not getting as... Well, I'm not totally surprised it's not getting as much hype mainline-wise as it should be, but you can bet whatever's discussed there, well, whatever's discussed between the Queen and Obama before Obama goes there, and whatever's been discussed behind closed doors with Gordon Brown and the elites, and of course Obama, is going to be coming out publicly after the G20. That's when they're going to make their big announcements of how they're going to restructure the banking system. Big announcements. How they're going to save all of us. They're going to save the economy. They're going to save the world. They're our saviors. Meanwhile, you know, Alex Jones does an amazing job of really exposing what the agenda is. The banks behind Obama. Banks behind Obama. The BBO. And what they want to do and what actually is going to be happening in the next 4 years. What's happening right now, it's called the Obama deception. It shows you, you know, Kashkari with his smug grin. It shows you Dennis Kucinich trying to get the truth. It shows you Ron Paul exposing the Federal Reserve. It shows you Webster Tarpley going out over who the backers of Obama are. The bankers, really. That's who. The bankers of Obama. I mean, this movie covers it all, folks. You can get it at high quality right now over at PrisonPlanet.tv. It's already going viral. Number one at Google Video, so they take the stats down. I mean, it's amazing. You can't even check what the most viewed are, the hottest videos. But it was on the cover page. We'll be back after this. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, taking your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudge since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. Before we go to callers, I want to mention this story. We reported on it before. But John Anthony Hill, who got arrested for mailing a DVD to the UK court from Ireland, it's called The Ripple Effect, and it really just goes over the 7/7 bombings. It's rather good, actually. I viewed it. It's about 60 minutes long. Could get life imprisonment for mailing the DVD. He's the producer and narrator of it as well. He could get life imprisonment because he mailed it to a judge. Who did he mail it to? I forget, but he mailed it to some kind of law enforcement. It only contains mainstream news clip. There's no, you know, conspiracy theory about it. He really lays down what really happened on 7/7, and I think they might actually be charging him today. So, you know, let's hopefully get behind him and help him out. I can't imagine going to jail for the rest of my life for one of the DVDs I produced. It's unbelievable and it's very unfortunate. All right, let's go to Brett in Montana. Brett, what's on your mind? Yes, sir.
Things just real quick. The vaccinations, it's caused quite a stir in my family, you know, trying to educate my wife about what's going on in the world. And so we actually started to do some investigating on it because, once you find out that there's certain chemicals in these vaccinations, you know, you don't want to give it to your children.
Uh-huh.
We got a 15-month-old baby, and I'd be damned if I'd be pumping with mercury and stuff. So we started looking into natural doctors. and we talked to them, and they said that most vaccinations contain mercury. He even knew about it.
Oh, yeah.
And here's the thing that gets me. He said that you have to specifically ask for a mercury-free vaccination and that they're hard to come by.
Yep.
Now, are you kidding me?
No, well, what they do is, first of all, what they did is people complained about this a few years back in some communities, even passed resolutions on it. They said, listen, you have to offer us at least one without thimerosal. That's the preservative that contains mercury. So then they made a big media hubbub, and they act like they did take it out. No, you have to ask for one. They special order it, and then a few weeks later, you get to have your mercury-free vaccination. You know, man, it is just so unbelievable and so corrupt, and it's so hard to get it through the average person's head that thimerosal is not the only thing they've put in the vaccinations and been caught. I mean, we're going to be talking to Michael Adams about the bird flu vaccinations that had two different types of bird flu in them and another type of flu. But if you look back to the polio vaccinations in this country, they put SV40 in them, which is simian virus 40, which causes cancer in apes and other hominids and obviously causes cancer in human beings. So, you know, people got to get it through their head. You don't put anything from a needle into your body without researching what exactly it is. And, you know, I had a similar experience, Brett. Thank you for the call. I think I went over this on the Info Warrior earlier last week. But I went for a checkup for the first time in, quite some time. And the guy's like, well, when was your last booster shot? And I was like, it must have been when I went to college. I was, 17 or 18 years old. I think I got it this summer. I turned 18. And he's like, oh, we should give you one of those. I'm like, I don't think I'm going to be taking one of those, docs. He's like, why? And I'm like, well, I know that you guys put mercury in the vaccinations. And right away he goes, oh, you mean the thimerosal? It's such a minuscule amount. And I'm like, look, man, I'm not putting mercury into my body. And then he's like, well, I thought they took it out of most vaccinations. I'm like, why don't you show me the bag that you're going to take the needle out of? And we'll see what the ingredients are. And he looks at it and he's like, oh, I guess you're right. And he didn't even bother me with it after that. Our blind spots as human beings are all over the place, and most of these doctors probably don't even think they're doing a bad thing. They don't even care. It's their paycheck. They don't want to think about it. They give out so many of these poisonous vaccinations every day. I mean, can you imagine thinking about what you're doing to people? All right, let's go to Mike in Canada. Mike, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason, I just got a question. You guys have had a lot of state representatives on lately talking about the bills that they've introduced, the
state sovereignty bills,
federal government.
Yes, state sovereignty acts.
Right. So, assuming they get that passed, what's the process from there?
Well, first they have to get it passed, and then I would assume that the state governments, whoever I would guess it would be the governor, would then become possibly the president, or maybe they'd have an election. I think it would vary from state to state as state constitutions vary from state to state. I know in Texas, if they were able to secede, Texas would have a president. That was what that big Chuck Norris story was out last week.
Right.
I think we need to focus on actually getting them passed. I know we did a story over at the Info Warrior that when they had the New Hampshire resolution, it got shot down at something like 220-something to 150-something. So they were down by about 70 votes. I think after that passes, that doesn't just mean that it goes, all of a sudden the state secedes. I think after it passes, it goes before another body, which it's less likely to pass. But I think the important part about these things is to show that the people want this, that the constituents are asking for it, and that we're very displeased with what the federal government is actually doing right now.
Oh, I agree. It's just that I haven't heard anything about a further game plan once it was passed.
No, I hear you, man. Again, I think that it varies from state to state. Jones will be on later. We should get that out of him or call maybe tomorrow. All right, thank you for the call. Let's go to Kevin in Missouri. See, folks, I don't have all the answers. I don't claim to. All right, let's go to Kevin. What's on your mind?
Jason Burmis, I would like to thank you, thank Alex, thank Kurt, and thank that brave Missouri law enforcement official for lighting the fire under patriots here in Missouri. We have heard so many supportive statements over the past few days. We had a bunch of people that went down to Jefferson City today deliver FOIA requests. There's a ton of information on our action plan and the FOIA requests and press releases.
all up at libertyrestorationproject.org. We are trying to fight this thing as hard as we can, and I just wanted to shout out my prayers to everyone down there in Jefferson City right now, getting face to face with the people that would say these terrible things about us, and you know, just and to thank you guys at the InfoWars staff for truly bringing light to this issue of the Missouri law enforcement comparing us to these hardcore militant right-wing terrorist Christians like Aaron Russo and Peter Joseph, you know.
Yeah, and that's sarcastic, folks. I mean, obviously, those guys aren't right-wing Christians at all. And when you look at how they, first of all, that this is a document that goes to these fusion centers, that it actually talks about how the information are going to be shared with both public and private sectors. And then you realize this is a unclassified document. Can you imagine what are in the classified documents and who are on the list there?
Jason, I'm glad you brought that up, because here in Kansas City, in the mainstream media, this Lieutenant Holes is all over the media saying the same thing, how we're overreacting, and this is just an informational document. And I actually spoke with him this morning, and he just, the only thing he would say to me is, oh, this all came from open source documents. This all came from open source documents, and I will not discuss or debate the content of the what it actually says.
Well, let me just read some of it for people that haven't. I thank you for the call. Remember, this is an open source document. So what documents is this guy going to actually discuss? Obviously, he's not going to be discussing classified documents, which are probably 10 times worse. Political paraphernalia. Remember, you're a terrorist if you have this political paraphernalia. Militia members most commonly associate with third-party political groups. It is not uncommon for militia members to display Constitutional Party, Campaign for Liberty, or libertarian material. Oh, my God! These members are usually supporters of the former presidential candidates Ron Paul, Chuck Baldwin, or Bob Barr. Again, Bob Barr, good on some issues, soft as a marshmallow on hardcore issues. Let's be real. Anti-government propaganda. Militia members commonly display picture cartoons, bumper stickers that contain anti-government rhetoric. Most of this material will depict the Federal Reserve System, the IRS, FBI, ATF, CIA, UN, law enforcement, and New World Order in a derogatory manner. See, the New World Order now exists, but you're not allowed to talk about it in a bad light. Additionally, racial, see, here it is, racial. And racial is put in with anti-immigration and anti-abortion material may be displayed by militia members. Racial. I mean, let's be honest, folks. We all ride around in this country. We got listeners all over the country. When was the last time you saw a downright racist bumper sticker? I mean, I got to say, it's been a long, long time since I saw a downright racist bumper sticker. There may be some political ones and some religious ones I heavily disagree with, but I have not. Maybe it's because I haven't been to Mississippi. I don't want to, you know, exclude our listeners there, but I have not seen any racial bumper stickers in years. I think even prior to college. I mean, I guess every once in a while I see the Confederate flag, but hey, I love to watch the Dukes of Hazzard too. And if you look at the symbols they're talking about, the bumper stickers you're not allowed to have. Let's see, you can't have the sovereign citizen American flag, and that's two separate types of American flag. You can't have the upside down U.S. flag, which is a symbol of nation in distress. This nation has been in distress for some time. I sometimes on my hats rock the upside down American flag. You can't have the nine stripes of the Sons of Liberty, which are really just, you know, red and white stripes, or the First Navy Jack, which again are just red and white stripes. You are a terrorist. Or the don't tread on me symbol of freedom. I mean, come on. Give me a break. All right, let's go to Mike in Arizona. Mike, what's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going? I've been listening a long time here, about 6 months now I've been awake. I have some questions about, we have the right to pretty much, I was wondering, are we able to say, cause a march to the White House or to the Capitol Hill to...
Well, you'd have to get a permit for something like that, but yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, you can just show up, but, you know, if you want to be able to speak and actually have all that kind of stuff other than just showing up, yeah. And, I mean, if you go to the White House, have you ever been to D.C.?
No, I've been around the area, but not
there. All right, you go to D.C., I mean, the park right across the White House, it is crawling with surveillance and Secret Service members. So, yeah, I mean, we could have some kind of a march there, but if you wanted to speak and do other things, you'd have to get a permit, which is going to be hard-pressed to. Not that I say that's the reason to give up. I think that we should try to organize those types of things.
Yeah, I was saying to pretty much, because we have the right under the Constitution to go there and start, I'm saying pretty much to start impeaching and start to redo our Congress where we can actually, we the people are back in control of this thing.
Well, I think that's what Ron Paul's Campaign for Liberty is set up to do. I mean, they want people to run for local government, get involved, become a city council member, a congressman, a state senator, a senator, you know, a mayor, all those type of things. And, you know, one of the things I'm trying to get behind right now is for Independence this day. I'm hoping that we have InfoWarrior Independence Day where we can all, you know, on every issue that's anti-New World Order, get together with our groups, you know, whether it be We Are Change or Truth Action or Lone Lantern or any of these things. And go out and hand out copies of, you know, Loose Change, Alex's films, America Freedom to Fascism, hand out flyers, and really take back the 4th of July. You know, every community is going to have fireworks. Every community is going to have cookouts. So now's the time to buck up and, you know, take action. Everybody says, what can I do? What can I do? Well, Independence Day isn't that far off when you think about it, and it's time to start organizing. So let's get off our duffs and make it our day. I mean, it should be our day anyway. It's a true patriotic day. It's a true constitutional day. It's a day to get behind the Bill of Rights. So, you know, that's what I'm going to try to do. I hope there's a lot of people to get behind that.
Yeah, I was also wondering, do we have time to wait for this with the chemtrails and all the soft kills, the fluoride in our water?
Well, I think everybody has to take action as soon as they can, man. It's the will to do something. It's to not just listen to this radio show. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day, and I thank you for the call, but, you know, we're not going to fix everything tomorrow. And do we have time? No, the time was over, in my mind, as soon as they pulled off 9/11. I mean, people should have been taken to the streets then. It was very hard to get, you know, 2,000 to 3,000 people down in New York City on the 5th anniversary of 9/11. But as far as I'm concerned, as soon as I figured out they killed all those people in New York, that was it. That was the time to wake up and take action. It's different for every individual, but no, we have run out of time. You know, we can hope to, you know, combat this, slow it down, and then hopefully take it back. And again, you know, that's why I encourage people to get involved on any level they can, whether or not you can burn DVDs, you can talk to your friends and family, you can email them, you know, links to the Obama deception, links to my film, Fabled Enemies. You can buy copies over at InfoWars.com. You can make copies. You know, that's just one level. You can start an organization. You can really try to put together that march with you and your friends. Well, I don't know how to. Well, somebody knows how to build a website. Somebody knows how to make phone calls. Somebody knows how to make flyers. Somebody knows how to plaster the neighborhood. So you've got to really reach within yourself and reach out to others. Let's go to Lena in Canada. Lena, what's on your mind? Oh, nope, we lost her. Let's go to Jordan in England. Jordan, what's on your mind?
Hi.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to ask your opinion on this. My school, it's now locked down, the entire internet.
Your school is locked down?
No, the internet.
Your internet is locked down in your school? Now, are you in high school or are you in college? What's the deal?
I'm at high school, sir.
You're a high school student, and when did they lock down the internet?
Well, it all started after Christmas, really. First, it started with YouTube to lock that down. Mm-hmm. It was because we could get on porn, which is...
But there is no porn on YouTube.
Well, no, that's what we said, but now it's entirely locked down. The only thing we can use now is internal communications.
Really? So can you do IMs and things like that, or what's the deal?
No, it's emails, just local emails to other people inside the school.
So you're telling me that the school has now actually stopped all internet access to students outside of email, and that these things are basically now word processors?
Yeah, that's it, really. And on the school's website, I thought about this because it says it encourages independent learning and including...
Oh, that encourages...
And the maximum use of technology.
What that really does is restrict information and your access to it. Listen, send some information over to Aaron at Infowars.com, Rob D at Infowars.com, and producer at Infowars.com. Send the same email, and we'll try to get that story out there. Great caller. Yeah, that's pretty crazy. I mean, these computers nowadays, I mean, if you buy a Mac, obviously they're overpriced, but to make that into a word processing machine, or maybe, I don't know if they're teaching any Photoshop classes or possibly video editing, but not to allow the internet. I mean, the internet is a huge tool for anybody with half of a brain. The internet is really not only what keeps... Listen, without the internet, Politico wouldn't have done this article. Politico wouldn't even exist, number one. Wouldn't be reaching more of a mainstream audience. But they wouldn't do this article about the Bilderberg Group completely exposing who they are and what their agenda is and giving credit to InfoWars and Prison Planet that wouldn't exist. That's why they want to bring in internet, too. We'll be back after this. We're going to take your calls, and then we're going to go to Mike Adams of HealthRanger.org. It's the Alex Jones Show.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in, but Alex will be back, I believe, at the 30 after mark after we go to PrisonPlanet.tv. Over at the 5 after mark, we're going to have Mike Adams of HealthRanger.org on to talk about the bird flu vaccine with the bird flu in it, two separate strains, and a little flu strain in there, too. How lovely. Let's just mail it out to the general populace and inject them rapidly. Sounds like a great idea, huh? All right, let's continue to go to your calls in this last segment. And then at the top of the segment, we're also going to be playing some more of that South by Southwest interview about the new IFC film, New World Order, featuring Alex and others. All right, let's go to Danny in Oregon. What's happening, Danny?
Hey, Jason.
How you doing?
Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, you know, I wanted to bring up just the term revolutionary. And
sure.
In my mind, you know, I thought of a revolutionary as being, you know, someone that picks up arms and, you know, defends the country, defends the innocent, you know, fights mm-hmm. for the, you know, good. And it seems like nowadays that term is just kind of thrown around so loosely. And to me, you know, picking up a gun and fighting doesn't seem like a true revolutionary. To my idea now of a revolutionary is, you know, I live out here in Oregon. I live mm-hmm. on, you know, a few acres. Everyone in my neighborhood's got farmland. And it seems revolution to me nowadays is having a garden and planting food, having some chickens, you know, and starting a revolution of being independent.
Yeah, and the reason that that is revolutionary is because the government's trying to take that all away from you right now, and that's what that Obama story is all about, with his administration trying to target food safety. It's all about you not having a garden, not having your own produce. It's absolute insanity.
Well, and you know about the Monsanto grab to try to get all farm animals, genetically cloned Monsanto animals, and they're going to use the guise of, oh, your farm animals aren't avian bird flu resistant.
Exactly.
And so we need to come to your farm and kill all your animals and take them away, and then you can buy these genetically engineered Monsanto clones that will, I mean, that's not even food.
No, it's absolutely disgusting. It's unbelievable. These are the same people that brought us live HIV virus in corn they grew. Great points, Danny. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to Marty in New Jersey. Marty, what's on your mind?
Jason, how are you?
Good.
Jason, I'm a nurse,
mm-hmm.
and I've tried really hard to get through to you guys because I did some research on one issue in vaccines that's turned out to be pretty fascinating and pretty scary.
Okay.
There's a company in the Netherlands called Crucell, all right?
Okay.
And they're the largest producer of vaccines worldwide.
Okay.
All right. Now, what the cast of characters that, you know, is on their management team, they're from, you know, their past positions have been with the United Nations, International Federation of Pharmaceutical Manufacturers, Pfizer. You go down the list. I mean, it's, you know, it's obviously evil.
Mm-hmm.
You go a little further down and you find out that Crucell has developed a vaccine that is the be-all and end-all of vaccines, meaning that it's going to prevent and cure many types of influenza, including the bird flu.
Okay.
Okay. They boast that this is free of thimerosal and aluminum, which I think is a strategy that is going to quell a lot of public concern.
Okay, wrap it up quickly.
Guess who's heavily invested in this?
Is it Obama and his administration?
Nope, it's the Rothschilds.
Well, that's not a shocker either. Listen, send that info to Aaron, producer, and Rob D. at Infowars.com. We're going to come back with the South by Southwest interview. Then we're going to go to Mike Adams of HealthClear.org, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, TheInfoWarrior.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.